For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
From British Columbia, this is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's Corrupt Cop story for the Drug Truth Network. This week, we return to Topeka, Kansas, where fallout from corruption in the police department's troubled narcotics unit continues. In September, former Topeka narc Thomas Fort Miller was sentenced to months in prison for stealing thousands of dollars in drug buy money in a case that revealed festering corruption in the drug squad. A month later, Shawnee County District Attorney Robert Hecht reported that the drug squad officers routinely tampered with evidence and falsified records, and he demanded that the narcs be regularly rotated out of the unit in an effort to reduce corruption. The police and their union disagreed. This week, Prosecutor Hecht announced that he will no longer use reports from three of the eight officers in the unit, all of whom had put in more than 5 years on the drug squad. That means the cases they developed will not be prosecuted. And so the corruption scandal lingers in Topeka. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
This week, $10 billion was pledged by Western politicians to aid Afghanistan over the next 5 years. Afghan drug czar Habibullah Qadari had asked for $2.1 billion for funding his country's nascent counter-narcotics efforts, but was awarded only $77 million, one trivial 27th of the money requested. The U.S. invasion in 2001 ended the Taliban prohibition against opium production. As a result, under U.S. occupation, Afghanistan now produces almost seven times more opium than the rest of the world combined. Throughout the Western world, black market heroin, 90% of which originates in Afghanistan, is more available at lower cost and higher purity than ever before. In other news, plans have been announced to withdraw 2,500 American troops from Afghanistan. However, NATO will increase its Afghan deployment by 6,000, including 3,500 more British troops who are to be deployed ominously near Afghanistan's border with Iran. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Once again, I want to remind those out there in the listening audience that we offer cash money to anyone willing to support the policy of eternal drug war. $1,200 cash money to any drug warrior, a police captain or above, any agent of the DEA, CIA, FBI, or Justice Department, any judge or district attorney who'll spend 30 minutes with us here on the Drug Truth Network. And $100 to any inhabitant of planet Earth who will express their opinions over the airwaves. Contact Dean at drugtruth.net.